Madhya Pradesh, Father Chris Norman and a religious preacher booked for illegally converting Hindus to Christianity. Missionary conversion activities in the state of Madhya Pradesh are rampant, especially in the tribal belts. Two cases have been reported in a month from the villages located on the outskirts of city Indore. In both cases, the victims told the police that they were lured to Christianity during the prayer meetings by the conversion gang, active in the villages. They offered them with money, education, medical facility and whatnot. Hinduism is vile. Those following Hinduism will never be able to progress. On March 23, the Indore police booked Rahul Bargunda, son of Raju Bargunda, under sections of the Madhya Pradesh Freedom of Religion Act. The complainant, Rohit Kanozia, a resident of Teliakhedi village, told the police that Rahul has been forcing the villagers to convert and follow Christianity as it has a solution to all of their problems. As per Rohit, Rahul has been visiting the village and telling people that he knows a prayer that can cure ailments, get them a hefty sum of money and a better life. Falling prey to his fake promises, the villagers started believing in him. Recently, he invited the convinced villagers to the house of Sandeep near Dushera ground. Rohit also joined the villagers in the prayer. In this meeting, Rahul said, "Hinduism is vile. Those following Hinduism will never be able to do progress in life. You will never be happy here. Lord Jesus has given this message. Everything will be fine by coming to his shelter." Taking the Bible in his hand, he started saying that Lord Jesus is the ultimate truth. Come to his shelter. Otherwise, you will die in agony. After some time, many diseases are going to come. Lord Jesus has sent a ladder to heaven for all. Everyone is welcome in Christian missionary. Rahul told the villagers, those who will adopt Christianity will get 1 lakh rupees, free education in missionary schools and free treatment in their hospitals. Soon, Rohit and other villagers started protesting. Then Rahul called his associates and tried escaping. However, he was nabbed and the villagers took him to the Khudal police station. Adopt Christianity, come to Jesus. Otherwise, your life will be ruined in Hinduism. As per a complaint letter dated March 5, the victim told the police that he is 21 years old and lives in the Dudhia village of the Indore district of Madhya Pradesh. He complained that, my father is dealing with depression for some days now. Chris Norman Baberta came to know about this while visiting the village. He contacted my father and talked about getting him treated free of cost. After this, he started organizing prayers at my home for a few days. The complaint letter as shared by the victim. He added, on Sunday, March 5, he came to my house where I talked to him. Chris Norman said that your God has no power. You adopt Christianity. He said he will give me 2 lakh rupees. He also claimed that he will take my father to a good hospital in Baroda, Gujarat for treatment. He also said that he will provide free education to the children of the family. Along with this, he said I will get a job at a good place. Listening to all of this, I refused. I said that I will get my father treated. I will not be able to convert from Hinduism to Christianity. After this, Chris Norman got angry. He said that your father will remain in tension until you leave Hinduism and adopt Christianity. The whole family will die in agony. If you adopt Christianity, then God will cure your father. The condition of your house will be fine. You come under the shelter of God. Otherwise, you will be ruined by living in Hinduism, added the victim. Even after this, I did not accept his offer. I had an argument with him. I suspect that me and my family have danger from Chris Norman. And FIR was registered after this. The victim youth told this to his friend. After this, they contacted local Hindu activists. Everyone reached Khudal police station where an FIR was registered against Father Chris Norman, a resident of Mount Berg Township bypass Tejaji Nagar, and taken him into custody. As per statements of the minor children on camera, teacher Khemchandra used to press the breasts of the minor girls in class. He used to touch the part used for urination. Recently, girls at a missionary school in Dindori district of Madhya Pradesh accused father, principal and teachers of the missionary school of sexual abuse and forced conversion. As many as 7 girls complained about the abuse. The accused father and principal in this case have been booked under charges of POCSO Act. Due to administrative failure, the accused principal, booked under the POCSO Act, was released by the police. After his release, the chairperson of the National Commission for the Protection of Child Rights, NCPCR, Priyank Kanungo, visited the school. He met the victims and their family members to help them with the relocation. In his single visit, as many as 7 FIRs were lodged against the culprits, involving the suspension of government officials. He also revelated that massive data pertaining to baptism, which was recovered from the school documents, are yet to be investigated. Madhya Pradesh Rajya Bal Ayog ke nirikshan ke dauran ke Dindori ke Junwani mein missionary dwara sanchalit avaidh children home mein 8 bachchiyon ne shikshak va padari ke khilaf yon shoshan ki shikayat ki hai. 600 adivasi bachcho avaidh roop se rakha hai, police ne abhi fir nahi ki hai. At Dindoridem at Chauhan Shivraj. Priyank Kanungo, Priyank Kanungo, at Kanungo Priyank, March 4, 2023. Read the ground report on this case by Organizer Weekly here. Molestation of tribal girls by missionaries, shocking ground story of exploitation, perversion and arrest of principal. Topics: Missionaries active in Indore, Madhya Pradesh. Conversion, Madhya Pradesh. Anti-conversion act. Indore, the cleanest city of India, forced conversion. Indore missionary conversion in Madhya Pradesh.